You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. I know you didn't stay up to watch all the football and basketball last night, Tone. Did you at least sleep well?
Tony Kornheiser, man. I had a weird dream that I hosted this show from home the last 4 years.
Okay, Bobby Ewing. Were you in a shower when you woke up and realized this?
So Dallas did the dream sequence.
Yes.
And Bob Newhart did the dream sequence.
Yes, the old, the
on the
new
second
new Bob
show.
Newhart show.
The
and
second
the, show. Suzanne Plachette.
Yes.
Wakes up, Emily.
Yeah. We've lost all the audience by referring that far back.
Hi, Pookie.
I'm going to get welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Pacers and Pelicans advance. The Heisman finalists are set, and I'm back, baby. Don't get used to it. Don't get used to it.
Promise,
and we
promise.
Begin today with the Monday night game, where Cincinnati upset Jacksonville in overtime, 34-31. The quarterbacks were the big story. Both Jake Browning and Trevor Lawrence completed a huge percentage of their passes. Browning was at 87%. Lawrence was at 76%. Wilbon, do you want to start with Browning's surprise success or the fact that Lawrence sprained his ankle, had to leave the game?
To me, you got to start with Trevor Lawrence because they were looking good. It was a tight game, but with Trevor Lawrence in there, I suspect that Jacksonville would have won that game in Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence playing well. And then Jacksonville would have been the number one overall seed in the AFC today. They would have, I guess, won a whatever tiebreaker with Kansas City and been the number one seed. But I hope he gets back in 2 or 3 weeks.
Baltimore,
at least high ankle sprain. Yeah. Well, with Baltimore. Okay, with Baltimore. But Tony Browning, and by the way, you think I lost some audience already. Browning in Cincinnati means something else to us. Remember Tom Browning?
Yeah.
Pitcher on the Reds teams that won the World Series 1 year. He threw a perfect game, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, this Browning, how do you come in and play that well?
Okay.
How do you walk in off the street, no one knows who you are outside of the Queen City, and you play that well?
So let me just say this, because I'm one of those people you're talking about.
Man.
I had no idea who he was.
No.
I did not even know Browning's name. I just assumed, Mike, that when Joe Burrow went out, Cincinnati went out. So this kid comes in, he throws for, what do we got here, 354 yards.
He's great.
This is what you were talking about yesterday in a different context, in the context of Florida State. But you made the point that sports provides us the opportunity for people, unknown people, to come in off the bench and win a game or two. Now, you mentioned Lou Gehrig and
well,
Tom Brady. I'm not going to go to that with Browning, but he had a great game. But you are absolutely right that the essential story of that game is Trevor Lawrence going out. Because all the pregame chatter is about what you said, how they could be the number one seed in the AFC. That storyline goes away when he's trying to get up on his feet and he can't play. I don't know how long he's going to be out.
High ankle
but sprains. Right now, Mike, if he can't play this weekend, if you took the 7 playoff teams right now from the AFC who would qualify, 4 of them will be without starting quarterbacks. Indianapolis is without one. Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland are without them. Quarterbacks, they've gone, and some of them have gone down this year, not last night, without contact. Like Aaron Rodgers, no contact.
But Tony, yes, but yet you've got to invest something, if not as much money as you'd like, because Burrow makes all the money.
That's right.
You got to invest something, scouting prowess, in getting a backup quarterback because the odds your starting quarterback will be hurt are higher than
Mike,
you want them to
be. So you get Josh Dobbs, who gives you 2 to 3 weeks of magic, but the magic goes away. There's a difference. If you got the overall number one pick like Burrow and Lawrence, you can't lose.
It doesn't last forever. It doesn't. Let's move to the NBA's in-season tournament. Tyrese Halliburton.
Your
boy. You've been hearing about him.
Your boy.
Had his first career triple-double to lead the Pacers over the Celtics last night, while Brandon Ingram had 30, and the Pelicans eliminated the Kings in Sacramento. Don't light that beam. Both teams now advance to Thursday semis in Las Vegas. Tony, do you see last night's wins by the Pacers and Pels as big achievements, little achievements, or nothing at all?
My first inclination is to say nothing at all other than a win in an 82-game season. Because I don't really understand what this necessarily gets you. It doesn't get you into the playoffs. I mean, it doesn't, there's no, to me, no particular tangible reward for this thing. I mean, I honestly think that they ought to have something to do with the playoffs. But I will also say that because I don't really understand how it works, I could be 100% wrong. The players seemed to think it was a big deal. I saw the Indiana fans. They thought it was a big deal. They didn't think it was 1 out of 82. Now, maybe that's because they haven't had playoff success recently, or maybe it's because they beat Boston, which is the best team in the East. So I could be wrong on this. It may be at least a little something and maybe more.
It means a lot to the two teams specifically. Not to me. I understand the in-season tournament. I just brush it aside as being nonsense, but I'm old, and it's not for me. It's not targeted at you
That's right. That's
the in-season tournament. But, Tony, the Indiana Pacers are a really young team, and they've got Tyrese Halliburton, who from day one, I've been telling you, this kid is great. Tony, he's first-team All-NBA right now.
You say this all the time.
What did he do last night? He beat the Celtics.
You say him
beat the best
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. But I look, also, Tony, the Pelicans, Zion only had, I think, 10 points last night, played 28 minutes. He was not great. But Brandon Ingram was, and C.J. McCollum was, and Herb Jones was. With 23 points, he's a non-offensive player. Tony, these two teams have a lot to show themselves before the playoffs.
Okay.
It means the world to those two teams. It means nothing to Boston.
I get that. But I think you should tie something in here with the playoffs. I mean, because if you tied it to the playoffs in some way, then you might get Minnesota and Philadelphia and Denver.
So you want the tiebreaker to involve at least the teams at the top.
It's based on soccer, European soccer. But they don't have playoffs in European soccer.
No, they don't.
So it's a great reward in and of itself. Playoffs count for everything.
But these two teams took a lot.
Yeah, that's right.
Their team's trying to prove it. Big deal.
No, they prove it in December. You got to prove it in May.
April, May.
Yeah, the four Heisman finalists were announced yesterday. They are Jaden Daniels, quarterback of LSU, Bo Nix, quarterback of Oregon, Michael Penix Jr., quarterback of Washington, and Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver of Ohio State. Wilbon, to whom would you give your vote?
Marvin Harrison. I voted for 25 years. I voted. I don't vote anymore. I would vote for Marvin Harrison Jr., period. I wouldn't even hesitate. I wouldn't have to look at the rest of the finalists. By the way, those kids have had great seasons.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels, we're just unwrapping the present that is Jaden Daniels. We don't know what he's going to be. You know, he's 6'4", 210 pounds, and can run like that, 1,100 yards rushing. And obviously, you know, when you get to be a Heisman Trophy finalist, you've had the great year. Michael Penix Jr., been around 6 years in college football, has had a
all the quarterbacks are transfers, I believe.
That's right.
I think all three are transfers.
But I'm giving mine to Marvin Harrison Jr. Yeah. What about you?
So I'm very surprised that you didn't give it to Caleb Williams because you've been sitting here. You've been slurping this kid for 3 years at this point.
Last year.
And I'm sort of surprised he's not a finalist as the incumbent. Like he had 30 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. Pretty good.
Great season.
But he was robbed by his team because USC was 7-5 and they were undone by a terrible defense. I agree with you that Marvin Harrison Jr. is the best player, but statistics matter a little bit. He's 9th in the country in receiving yards and only 36th in catches. So he'll be a high draft choice. He's not winning this. Bo Nix has this incredible statistic where he's got 40 touchdown passes and only 3 interceptions, right? And he completes 77% of his passes. But he lost the 2 most important games to Michael Penix Jr., who doesn't have his stats because he completes 66% of his passes and he went 33-9 with touchdowns and interceptions. So for me, it's Daniels. He's the safe and reasonable choice because not only did he have 40 touchdown passes and only 4 interceptions, so that's Nix territory. But as you say, 1,134 rushing and 10 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
So I don't know that you can go anywhere but him. I don't know that you can.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
In the
reason he doesn't have the numbers is because Ohio State was beating people 50-6, and he didn't keep throwing the ball. And they got other receivers, too, who are going to be in the league.
Yeah.
Marvin Harrison Jr., if he was on an average team, he'd have 200 catches in a college season. He's that great. Is that great?
200?
Well, 100.
Really?
100.
Let's take a break.
15.
Coming up, how much confidence do players have in trick plays? We're going to ask Jeff Saturday.
I'm lobbying for him to be in that midnight blue. We'll also ask him about a below-the-radar issue that he thinks contributed to the Niners beating the Eagles.
He wouldn't have 200 catches.
No, 130.
And by the way, his quarterback just went into the portal.
Everybody's in the portal. Except
at
Northwestern and Michigan. Do you know that stat? Only 2 Power 5 schools didn't have a kid go to the portal this week.
Northwestern, and Michigan.
Really?
How about...
Pardon the interruption.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You are watching Pardon the Interruption, presented by Grey Goose, part of Happy Hour.
Let's get back into the NFL with our great friend, ESPN NFL analyst, Jeff Saturday. I got to go to the glasses here to read these. Trevor Lawrence suffered a high ankle sprain when left tackle Walter Little stepped backwards onto his ankle as a lineman. How significant is that concern? Are there ways to avoid that movement?
Well, before I get into that, I just want to say welcome back to a studio, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
It took 4 years.
I know a lot's changed for you, you know, but we're back, man. We're back in action.
Right,
so there you are, my friend. So going to the position of an offensive lineman, there is really very little you can do. Kind of the rule of thumb is the quarterback has to avoid you. He feels the pressure. You do all you can to stop a bull rush, kind of anchor down, walk yourself back or hop yourself back, but very little you can do. And I will tell you, it is a thing of nightmares. What happened to Trevor Lawrence from an offensive line perspective, whether you step on his toe and hurt him, whether you roll his ankle up, fall on him, whatever, it is the thing of nightmares, because an offensive lineman, the last thing you want to do is draw attention to yourself, and you getting pushed back into somebody draws attention to you and hurts the most important player in the franchise. That never feels good.
Well, Jeff, the Bengals had some weird stuff going on last night. They had that trick play go awry when Tyler Boyd threw that ugly pick. When you were in the huddle all those years and that sort of trick play is called, I mean, are there just some times where you're thinking, oh, my God, I'd rather not have this?
It is feast or famine. And mostly it's famine when it happens to those guys. This is what I used to say. We ain't paying receivers to throw it better than Peyton Manning. All right, let's just be real. So, okay, we better catch him with no knowledge of what's happening for this thing. And if it doesn't look perfect, throw that thing away. Eat it, grab it, carry it, whatever you got to do. And listen, the best part about it, when we would practice these things, whether it was like Joseph Addai or Marv or Reggie, like they can't throw. They're like taking gloves off to try to throw the pass, and then they make bad decisions. You saw it last night. There's no way you should throw that ball. Just eat it. Take the loss and move on. So to your point, Michael, listen, it's feast or famine. If it's even a breath of famine, just take it to the next play. Do not compound a bad play and make it the worst play, and that's what happened last night.
Don't throw that wounded duck. All right, we're going to move to the Niners for a second. The Niners running away from the Eagles on Sunday. You were the voice of common sense this morning when you said the Eagles might have been fatigued. They might have been tired in that second half. You saw this coming because of the schedule, Jeff. So what does weariness from schedule play in a team performance? How can you see that coming, or can you?
Yeah, you can see it. Listen, I mean, here's the reality of it. They beat some really good teams, whether it's the Chiefs, the Bills, the Dolphins. Like, they beat some very good teams over the past 4 or 5 weeks. They faced the 49ers, who's off 10 days. They played on things. So they're fresh as a daisy. They're coming into your place. And you saw it. It's 13-6 at halftime. And again, I'm not making an excuse. The Eagles didn't play well. But where you saw it really translate was the physicality. All of a sudden, San Francisco looked like they're in a whole nother world, right? You got Debo catching the ball 5 yards, running right through the middle of the defense to go score, catches a screen, and takes it all the way in. They're pushing the offensive lineman back, getting pushed back on defense. And it's just one of those things where 3 games and 13 days, it's not an excuse. It's just part of it. There are reasons why teams look bad at times. So take that and know. Listen, you don't ever want to lose. You don't want to lose bad. But it happens. And it happens in the NFL. And when you play a schedule like the Eagles have played, sometimes it shows that way.
Now, we'll get you out of here on this. Deion Sanders is among the coaches combing the portal for offensive linemen. You went undrafted. You got cut by the Ravens. It's fascinating to find this out. You were working in an electrical supply store before the Colts took a chance on you. What do you think when you look at the opportunities and the compensation that the portal offers linemen like you? You probably didn't get a dime in college.
I didn't get a dime in college. I didn't get much when I first started in the NFL either. It took me a little while to prove it. But I will say this. The situation you go to matters. So what I would tell you is a guy like me who is an undersized, more of an athletic offensive lineman, you want to go find that system. You don't want to go find a system where they're asking you to go play in a phone booth. You know, I tell people all the time, if you looked at my career and Nick Mangold's career, he went to a bunch of Pro Bowls, had an incredible career. I did the same. But we ain't the same player. He could play that power team. He's going to, you know, drive block. He wants to play in a phone booth. I wanted to get out in space, go chase linebackers, reach players. So you want to find the system or the situation that best suits your ability. Don't worry about the money now, because I can assure you, offensive linemen ain't making in college like they will in the league. Get yourself to the right situation in the pros by doing the right thing by yourself in college.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Thank you.
Youngsters, listen to Jeff Saturday.
You know it.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, finally some news about Shohei Ohtani's free agency possibilities.
And NCAA President Charlie Baker will reportedly propose a structure that could further fuel payments to players.
The players should just put their hands out. They're pros now in college. They're pros. Just put your hand out and get money.
Northwestern players about 15 years ago talking about unionizing.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Grey Goose. Bebla Vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 32nd birthday, Christian Yelich. The Milwaukee Brewers outfielder has been stuck in neutral for a while now. After establishing himself as a good player over 5 seasons in Miami, Yelich was dealt to Milwaukee in 2017 when the Marlins were cleaning house and getting rid of Giancarlo Stanton and D. Gordon, and Marcelo Zuna as well. Yelich's first 2 years in Milwaukee were terrific. He was the National League MVP in 2018 after batting .326 with 36 home runs and 110 RBI. The next year, Yelich was just as good, batting .329 with 44 homers, 97 RBI. But in the 3 full seasons since then, and the shortened COVID season of 2020, Yelich has batted .254, and he's hit just 54 home runs, but, you know, happy birthday.
Maybe he needs to be reunited with his old manager, Craig Counsell. Maybe. I'm just saying.
Do you hate him because he's on the Brewers?
Yeah.
Right?
But I could like him.
But if he was on the Cubs?
I learned to like Dennis Rodman.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean, that's how that works, right?
All right. Okay. Happy anniversary, Tim Brown. On this day 36 years ago, the Notre Dame senior wide receiver became the last Notre Dame player to win the Heisman Trophy. Brown went on to a Hall of Fame NFL career, mostly with the Raiders. Because of this long drought, Notre Dame is now tied with USC, Ohio State, and Oklahoma for the most Heisman wins, 7. Since Brown's Heisman, there have been just 2 wide receivers to win the award. Desmond Howard of Michigan in 1991 and Devontae Smith of Alabama in 2020. Ooh. Ohio State's Marvin Harrison Jr. could add his name to that list this year, but to me, that seems like a real long shot.
Maybe it's a long shot. We talked about this early in the show. I'd like Marvin Harrison to win it. Tim Brown was such a great player. Right? I mean, it at all levels. At Notre Dame, at the Raiders. It's just, you know, I sat with him at an NBA All-Star game recently.
It's amazing the prejudice towards quarterbacks and running backs on the Heisman.
It's too much.
It's
gone too far.
It's,
you can't consider a defensive player. No more Rod Woodson's out there. Charles Woodson.
Happy trails to the quiet surrounding Shohei Ohtani's free agency. Our old friend Kenny Rosenthal writes that the Toronto Blue Jays are believed to have met with Ohtani yesterday at the Blue Jays spring training complex in Florida. Rosenthal writes that the Cubs and Dodgers remain in pursuit of Ohtani, and Dodgers manager Dave Roberts said today that Ohtani met with his team a couple of days ago. Ohtani and his agent have deliberately tried to keep all meetings and communications private, if not secret. Toronto's been a playoff team with Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Bo Bichette, but I would not have put them in the Ohtani sweepstakes. Mike, would you?
I love Toronto. I love it. It's one of my favorite cities in the world. But a more favorite city of mine, where Ohtani could be the biggest star, much bigger than in L.A., where there's a lot of land and a lot of stuff to compete with. If you're a star in Chicago, do I need to go back over some of the stars in Chicago? The biggest star in NBA history lived in Chicago and played there. If Ohtani goes to Chicago,
how did Mitch Trubisky
his impact,
when he, was a
he wasn't a star.
Oh, I thought he was.
If Ohtani goes to Chicago and plays in the Club Blue,
right,
he will be 10 times the star he would be in Los Angeles. 10 times.
The scope of that statement is so insane that
insane.
I'm not even going
it's
to answer
insane.
It.
It's not.
Because Los Angeles is a city of stars.
Stars.
Okay.
Plural.
Well, okay. I wouldn't have thought Toronto, and I wouldn't have thought the Cubs. I would have thought the Dodgers all along.
Toronto's so great.
You know,
such a great city.
Is it
such
a baseball? Is it a baseball city?
It's an international city, and Ohtani represents all of that.
I understand that, but is it a baseball city? And is it a city?
They've like, won. They have good teams.
So
there.
You think they're ready to win? He wants to go win because the Dodgers are ready to win.
It ain't like the place he's been ready is ready to win. Been playing.
All right.
Angels, they're not ready.
We're
to
running
win.
Out of show. We go to the Big Fish.
Let's do it.
Caleb Williams will not play for USC in the Holiday Bowl. I take it it's all right with you.
Yes, Caleb Williams, it's time to go to the top of the draft board. Enough with a minor bowl game. The NCAA will propose that certain schools be able to pay their own players through NIL and trust funds. That's a big deal, isn't it?
No, stop for a second. Come on. The NCAA was against this for 100 years.
Yes, it was.
And now they're trying to climb on board on the top of the bus.
Thank you.
These guys are professional athletes now, not student athletes.
Don't need the NCAA.
Stop.
Amen.
Pro Football Talk reports that the NFL's competition committee is reviewing the tush-push play again. Your thoughts?
Yeah, everybody knows Goodell hates it, so they'll review it and they'll probably get rid of it. The Athletic reports that Inter Miami is close to signing Luis Suarez to a 1-year deal. Is that significant?
Well, they already have Messi. He was Messi's teammate for a while. They seem to be ahead of the other MLS teams. They seem to know how to market. I know you hate marketing. They seem to know. Last one, your Coyotes have beaten the last 5 Stanley Cup champs over the last 5 games. You impressed?
They beat the Caps 6-0 last night. It's hard to be impressed when you're playing in a place with 4,000 or 5,000 seats. But they're better. They're middle of the pack. I'm not going to hate on the Coyotes. I'm not going
to
do it.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I don't know if I'm going to be here the next time, but maybe sometime. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. I'll be here. Well, I'll be in Vegas.
You're not going to be here.
Story.
That's why
you
I'm not going to be
here. Get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, we're not there either.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.